This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's just a terrific idea today and any day. Just give me a holler about whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it has to do with your family or your work situation or your school situation, or could be your sort of mindset. Whatever it is that is on your mind is what we talk about around here. All right, all you have to do is give me a call, 855-993-7569. We're talking about swear words and what things that may be a bit more creative and a bit more acceptable in polite company. Egads is an old-fashioned swear word, which apparently was unacceptable because it was and what it's one of my favorite sort of cross-cultural examples. And I'm trying to figure out if I can do this without saying any of the words on the air, because one of them is acceptable and two of them are not. All right. Let's see if I can be obscure enough. And I sort of learned it. Well, I did an archaeology dig in France when I was, I think I was about 17 years old, 16, 17 years old. And it was really fun. It's hard work, but it's really fun. And there were a group of us. There were two Americans. There were two Germans. I think a couple of French. And there's one other person. I can't, maybe Dutch or something. And we would all have dinner together at they provided food for us and lodging. And the first we were there, we all drank Coca-Cola, and the owner of the dig, it was out of Harvard's Peabody Museum, and they called us together after the first week and said, "You guys can't drink Coke anymore; it costs too much." So we started drinking wine, because in France everybody drinks wine. You drink Vin Ordinaire, which is whatever the local brew is. And it's really cheap. Essentially, it was free. The Vin Ordinaire came with the dinner. The Cokes were costing, probably $5 a piece or something, because they were imported, and I don't know. So we all started drinking wine, which is not necessarily the world's smartest thing to do with a whole bunch of adolescents, but nevertheless, it was an economic decision rather than based on anything else. And so we would happily burble along, and we were all working on the assumption that nobody understood English. And so we are, especially as the meal went on and the evening went on, and we were consuming a fair amount of wine, the conversation got a little sillier. And we just assumed that we were in this bubble because nobody spoke French, or nobody spoke English. Everybody spoke French. And every once in a while, somebody would giggle at the same time as we were giggling, and it would figure out by the end of the evening that they, in fact, did speak English. So we had to alter our abilities to converse. But that's when I learned that the same word, there's a word that essentially refers to poop, all right? So it doesn't require a huge amount of thought on your part to figure out what it is. And the word in French is like rats, right? It means... It doesn't mean very much. In German, the same word, the same translation of the word, is a very strong swear. And in English, it's halfway in between. So that's how you learn to swear cross-culturally. What can I tell you? Alrighty.
Drat. So, but drat.
You didn't think
one.
That. Drat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Drat. Egads. Because egads was originally considered a pretty serious swear, because it was taking the Lord's name in vain. And that's where a lot of the notions about swear words came from. And then there's the F-bomb. The F-bomb supposedly is an acronym, but we're not going to go into that here because I can get
probably shouldn't.
Probably not. Yeah. Well, it has to do with carnal knowledge. That's what. So, I have no idea. You, the swear words are those things that sometimes the origin is lost in the midst of time, which is usually a very good idea all the way around. All right, let's see what other swears we've got.
Donna, I have to be careful when I say this. Donna says, Snickle Fritz.
Oh, I know Snickle Fritz. Yeah. Yeah. Snickle Fritz, but I don't think that... why do you have to be careful?
Well, it's just if I try to say it too fast, I mean, I'm just worried about, you know.
No, Snickle Fritz was... I'm trying to remember where that came from, because... That's a pretty common one. I think it was like out of a child's fairy tale. I'm trying to remember exactly what it could have been.
Hmm.
Stickle Fritz. There you go.
Fiddlesticks is another one that
yep.
I heard too, yeah. Lucille says darn, which is pretty common.
Yeah, well, there we go. That one, yeah, right.
We have one person that says git.
Git?
G-I-T. Git.
Git? I've heard get out of here.
Yeah.
But I don't get. All right.
I think, well, and I think a lot of times I've heard people use get as kind of a way of saying, like, get out of here. But they just say, you know.
Yeah, get. Yeah.
Typically they say it to, like, some sort of an animal or something.
Yeah. That's a good point. How about sit?
Yeah. Yeah. Richard just says gross.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good put down.
Steve and Mark both say putts or puts.
It's putts, unfortunately. Yeah, that's the one. I don't know if that's okay or not. And I think I'm not going to look it up because my guess is that that's somewhat geographically sensitive. I don't know if you can use that in New York. I think there are a whole lot of things that you could say in Houston or in Denver that you can't say in New York. Hence my introduction to the SCHM words. And I think the PUTs, I think a lot of them come from Yiddish, to be quite honest. A lot of those words that have kind of weird, you know, Zs in them or a combination of letters that really don't occur very often in English. And so, and again, it's kind of like the poop word in German, French, or English. It depends on context. And geography, that it means essentially nothing in France. It's kind of not a very nice word in English, but it's not one of the big ones. And in German, it's a major swear. So, and I think that some of the words that are derived from other languages, it depends if the source from which they were derived is a large part of the population, you're probably going to be in more trouble than not, because it's viewed as vaguely exotic. If I said I suppose I could say it because it's not a very strong word. If I say "mared" in English, most people are not going to be offended by it because it's a French word. Number one, number two, even in France, it's not a strong swear. On the other hand, if I say the German word in English and there's a large German population listening, I'm going to be in deep doo doo. Which is the same word. Okay, there we go.
And then the last one here from Kim, and Kim says dork.
Dork, yeah. Well, and I thought doofus was an okay word. Apparently doofus is one of those words, too, that has different context. Well, I'm not sure. My computer is binging today a lot. I apologize. There's nothing. I don't know why it's doing that.
Your computer's saying, Joy, don't forget about me or something.
Yes, or you're not allowed to use that word.
Yeah.
Joy,
yeah,
don't use that word. Yes, my German, my computer may look like it was made in America, but it clearly has foreign parts in it that are saying, okay, what did you just say? Here we go. All right.
Kind of reminds me of that movie, that old Sylvester Stallone movie, The Demolition Man, where he was in that futuristic world and the society is sort of cleaned up and everything. And even if you swear, you know, you get fined or ticketed for swearing. And as soon as somebody drops like an F-bomb or something, you hear this little beep and then, you know, you get fined or something.
Well, I just heard that little beep. Deep. You must have, I mean, see, it's a
Sylvester Stallone. Reminds me of that. Yeah.
Rocky is sitting right behind you, darling. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hello, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. You know, you were talking about ads, Right. And the one that just kind of blows my mind is the toilet paper ad, where automatically if you use that brand, you feel cleaner. And I could never figure that out because I didn't know that was an issue with people, that they walk away from the bathroom and think, oh, I just don't feel that clean. I should switch out my toilet paper. And I've never had an issue with my toilet paper.
Well, Pamela, clearly you need to be educated about this.
I know, and I thought, did they do market research to figure this out? I just never knew. And I figured as long as it's unscented, two-ply, I'm good to go.
Well, silly you. Do you know what? There was actually, somebody called me up, a pharmaceutical company called me up and said, would I be willing to go talk about, did I have this particular syndrome? And I said, what are you talking about? And they said, well, don't you know, like I was stupid. So sometimes advertisers in particular will make up a syndrome, or make up, this one is, it's actually fair. Well, I suppose it's called restless leg syndrome. There is no such thing. There is no such thing. But they have a medication for it. So what advertising will do is create an artificial need. I mean, if you're satisfying a need, that's one thing. But if there's no need to satisfy, then you create an artificial need, which is, Pamela, you probably weren't aware, but you could be unclean. And you know what? Come to us because we can take care of the problem. I mean, it's kind of horrifying, but we live in a capitalist society that will create a market for something. I mean, it's one of the reasons why all of us worry about our weight. And I mean, my favorite is the car that'll make you sexy. Remember that one? The kind of dowdy woman who all of a sudden starts driving. I think it was a Mustang. Mustang makes it happen. That somehow she goes into the phone booth and turns into this sexy babe because of her car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I had seen this one, supermodel, quote unquote. She said they'll use 20 different products on a model's eyelashes to sell one.
Well, you know, what was it? Jamie Lee Curtis, whom I actually interviewed at one point, and I interviewed her mom, who's great as well. And she did this really brave thing, is that she was posing for a magazine ad, and so they had her, you know, all gorged up. And then what she did was she posed before they did any of this stuff. And apparently not only had they airbrushed the ad, but they'd also done all this stuff and the special lighting and whatever. And I thought to be quite honest, I think she never got another job in the movies, but I thought it was such a brave thing to do, to say, look, they're selling you something that is not real. They're selling you an image that is impossible. And, I mean, she's certainly an attractive woman, and she's always been viewed as an attractive woman, and she said, you know, you're all being sold a bill of goods. And I thought it was an incredibly brave, vaguely suicidal thing to do, but I thought it was... And Joan Rivers, if you look at the documentary, that opening scene with her, I didn't even know it was Joan, and I've known Joan for years. That and apparently she signed off that she didn't actually have permission to, because I don't know that she kept the censoring control, that she would have let that go through, because it's an alarming picture of her when she's in the makeup chair without any makeup on whatsoever and without her hair done, and she is not recognizable as Joan Rivers. So
I would like to have just one magazine out on the stands where the Photoshop is extremely limited, where, you know, the models, it's just everyday people. And
well, you know who's doing a good job on that, and I'm perfectly willing to give them credit for it and actually mention them by name, which is Dove. And their ads have real people in them. And they do, if any photoshopping, as you say, they do a minimal amount. And sort of trying to stem that tide of not only unrealistic expectations, but anorexia. And, I mean, cosmetics are a multi-billion dollar company. And interestingly enough, the fastest growing group of consumers in in cosmetics are men. So they're getting sucked into the same kind of awfulness that we're getting sucked into, is that where you have to look Grecian formula, and you have to look young, and they're also the fastest increasing group of people who are getting plastic surgery are men.
Yeah, I did see an article on the internet where this high-end fashion designers now putting on a line of cosmetics for men.
Yeah, a lot of them. Well, and men's cologne. Yeah. And we call it cologne. I mean, what you could call it is perfume, or at least scent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we're all being sold the same kind of whatever we smell like or look like is not attractive and not going to make us lovable and not going to make us attractive to the opposite sex. So, but don't worry, there's a product that will cure that for us.
Yes, I can't wait to see it.
Well, Pamela, hopefully you've taken care of that other problem. So.
Yeah, that's a problem I never knew I had.
Yeah, well, of course you didn't. I mean, if you knew you had it, you probably could have done something about it. But don't worry, Madison Avenue will take care of it for you. Don't you feel better already?
I feel cleaner already.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Do you know what? We're probably never going to get that product to sponsor my program, but I think I can probably live without it.
Yeah.
And so can you.
Great time.
Thanks, Pamela. It's amazing the things we can live without, right? All right, Manny, what have I got here? 3 minutes or not?
Just over 2 minutes.
All right, then I'm not going to do it. When we come back, what I'll do is tell you I'm back with theater. Theater's back with me, so I can tell you what I saw and what's coming up. But I think 2 minutes is going to feel pretty rushed, so I'll do it when we come back. Feel free to call 855-993-7569. Yesterday was one of the DVD crops of all time. It's really great, and next week is the same. Once the Oscars are out of the way, that a lot of the Oscar nominees release DVDs with the idea that they're going to kind of cash in on the splash that the Oscars made. So there are a lot of ones, if you happen to have missed them, because a number of them are no longer in theaters. In fact, most of them are no longer in theaters. So you'll be able to see them in the privacy of your own home. And it's okay with me if you talk when you're in your own home. But, man, when you get to the theater, you need to remind yourself that there are other folks around, right? And, Manny, I think we'll also, because I'm taking seriously the fact that that this is, whatever you do is right today. I thought we'd do a couple of emails as well. Okay?
Okay.
Folks, understand, all of that will be changed if, in fact, somebody calls up. But don't wait till the last 3 seconds of the program to call me up with a serious, major issue, all right? Because it just gets frustrating. So you're not going to do that, are you? Promise me you won't. This is good. All right, 855-993-7569. And we'll talk about theater. We'll talk about whatever people are asking in email. We still have the thing up of program director, which is an opportunity. If you don't have a specific question, but there's something you'd like me to talk with you about, that's a great opportunity to do that as well. All right? So 855-993-7569. And a bunch of... I've caught up a bit on movies, too, of some really crummy movies, which I will... There were some of them that I kind of missed that I'll catch up on tomorrow. There are some really crummy movies around. Hopefully you guys missed them, even without my guidance. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner?
Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harris Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Okay, Judy. Okay, we got it. I know. Judy's been missing me a lot because there hasn't been much theater going on. I can review one thing for you, and then I can tell you. In fact, I'll tell you what the coming events are, because that'll, in the next, like, week and a half, going to see Disaster, which is supposed to be silly and fun, Prodigal Son, Southern Comfort, Robert Bridegroom, Humans, Hungry, I'm hoping I'll like humans better on Broadway than I did off Broadway. Oh, well. She Loves Me, Stupid F Bird, which is supposed to be about Chekhov, and they do swear, I guess. Ideation, Royale, Hold On to Me, Darling, Huey, Straight, Blackbird, Physics, Cagney, Dry Powder, The Crucible. Do we think that's enough? That's in the next, what, in the next two weeks. So there will be a lot of theater for me to catch you up on. Bad sentence, but you get the idea. All right, I saw Buried Child, which is by Sam Shepard. Sam Shepard, I just saw him in a movie, and he looks terrific. I'm trying to remember the movie I saw him in. It'll come to me in a minute. This is one of his classic plays. I must admit, I am not a terrific Sam Shepard fan of his as a playwright. I think he's a terrific actor. I like him when he's in his plays, and I like him as a theater performer or in movies. But his plays, and this one is one of the more obscure ones as far as I'm concerned. It starts with Ed Harris being on stage, and the primary, you could say, well, why do you go see it? Because I review, among other things. And every time I go in to see something that I think I don't like, I wasn't crazy about View from the Bridge, except I love this production of it with Mark Strong. I thought it was wonderful. Do not go see the Brothers Grimsey. I'll tell you more about that later. I would go see anything with Ed Harris. I think he is a terrific actor, and I think he's only gotten better with age. His real-life wife, Amy Madigan, plays his wife, Haley, in this one. The women in Sam Shepard's plays don't have a lot to do. They tend to be underwritten. They tend to be kind of harridans. Shelley, who is the girlfriend of Vince, who shows up, which I'll tell you about in a minute, is played by Tessa Farmiga, who is the daughter. It's a tough part, but I think the men did very well in this play by Sam Shepard. I don't think the women fared as well. Larry Pine plays Father Dewis, and he is also wonderful. Bradley is played by Rich Summer, and Tilden is Paul Sparks, which are the two sons. One has lost his leg in an accident, the other seems to have lost his marbles. Vince is played by Nate Wolfe, who is not recognized by part of the family and recognized by part of the family. Is it obscure enough for you? And it's unclear for me, having seen the play, whether the buried child is real or imagination, whether Vince is real or imagination, whether there was incest or adultery or infanticide. I mean, this is an obscure play as far as I'm concerned. The reason to go see it is Ed Harris. I mean, he's wonderful in this. Because it's wonderful to watch somebody who's as comfortable in his own skin. And even in a very strange play, he really sort of makes you believe that there's something serious going on here. This is not one of my favorite Sam Shepard plays, but again, I'm not a great fan of Sam Shepard plays to begin with. You're on your own about this one, but I thought Ed Harris was terrific. I thought the guys in general were terrific. The women, and part of it may be the director's fault, I suppose you've got to blame somebody. But part of it is Sam Shepard really writes women as more cardboard figures of disdain and sexualized and inheritance and whatever. It is directed by Scott Elliott, who's a good director. So Buried Child, not one of my faves, but to see Ed Harris live is worth seeing. So, alrighty, 855-993-7569. As I said, there's a scad of plays. I think there's, 10 plays coming up in the next 2 weeks. So I will keep you informed. There's only one of them that I've seen before, which I was not a fan of. But we'll see. I mean, sometimes when things transfer, they transfer very effectively and sometimes not. So we'll just sort of stay tuned and find out. Go in with an open mind, a wing and a prayer. There you go. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Manny, since you're always right today, I think what we should probably do is an email.
Okay, let's do it. I have one here from Abby, and Abby says, Dr. Joy, I made note of a wonderful podcast about personal loans, which you broadcasted just a couple of years ago. It was from February of 2014. You mentioned about personal loans. Could you possibly repeat what you think about borrowing money in general and more specifically from relatives?
Okay. Basically, Polonius and Shakespeare had it right. Never a borrow, lender be, but that's a lot easier to espouse than to live. When someone that you know, someone that you love, comes and says, can I borrow some money, it's very hard to say no if you can afford to loan them the money. However, if you can afford to loan them the money, you can afford to lose the money, and that's how you have to think about it. So you may want, if someone comes, depending obviously on the size of the money, or the size of the request for the loan, give it to them, because you're much more likely to not lose the relationship. If you loan it to them and you have the expectation that they will pay it back and they don't, it will damage the relationship. There's no question. So, sitting down with somebody and saying, I'd rather give this to you than loan it to you. Pay it back when you can, or pay it forward when you can. Paying it forward is kind of a nice thing to do. I told the story before of somebody asking to borrow some money, and I didn't want to loan it to her because I didn't know her very well. I just said, look, why don't I just give it to you? And a couple years later, she sent me, I had forgotten about it. It was an impulsive thing to do. It was something that was really important to her. I had a little extra cash, wrote her the check, didn't expect to get it back, didn't follow, because if I'd expected to get it back, what I would have done, which is what I'd encourage you to do, is make it a contract of say, okay, here's the money. Tell me how long you want to pay it back, what interest you're going to pay, what the penalties are, and let's sign it. Now, signing it doesn't necessarily mean you'll get it back, but it increases the possibility because both of you are treating it as a contract, both of you are treating it as a business deal. It's not about if you love me. It's not about, well, gee, I thought you were going to just forgive it. It's in black and white, literally. So you write it out, both of you sign it. You talk about penalties if you want. And it's because if the person is offended by you doing that, they never intended to pay it back. And that gives you some more information about whether or not you want to get into this deal. But realistically, you don't ever loan money to people that you can't afford to lose, because even if they have the best interest, if they weren't in financial difficulties, they wouldn't be borrowing the money from you anywhere, unless you're one of my family members who just wanted to put in an account to get an interest-free checking account. I found that out after the fact. Not a good idea. All right, so number one, you have to be willing to lose it. Number two, you may want to think about giving all or part of it as a gift, because that may take the onus off both the asking and the loaning. If you're going to treat it as a loan, it should be in writing with what the repayment is, how soon, what the penalties are, so both of you take it seriously. So there's no question farther down the road, well, was this a gift or was this a loan? And the only way to make certain of that is to have something in writing, and both of you sign it, and both of you have copies of it, so both of you can refer to it. I mean, I know family members who've gone to court to sue each other, which just makes your stomach hurt. I've loaned money to friends, and what happens is you lose both the friend and the money if they don't pay it back. And it's not even your choice that you're going to lose the friend. It's they're embarrassed, so they don't come around again. I would also encourage you, anytime someone borrows money, to make it very clear that you're willing to loan it to them under whatever circumstances, but you're not going to loan them any more. And you can put that as part of the contract, that they can't ask for any more money until they've repaid the original. And that will cut out the notion that you're just being exploited, that you're a human ATM. Whether it's a family member or a friend or an associate. And again, the writing things down doesn't guarantee, but it makes what is an uncomfortable situation at least a little bit more businesslike. Doesn't guarantee anything, but it makes it a bit more businesslike. So, I'm trying to think if I've left anything out. Let me add one other thing. Telling people what they could spend the money for, or criticizing their lifestyle of saying, well, if you didn't take so many vacations, or if you didn't eat out as much, is not okay. Either loan the money or don't, but don't assume that you're allowed, because you loaned them the money, to judge their lifestyle. All right? You're allowed to have a contract for repayment, but you can see how tricky it is. 855-993-7569. That's why banks were invented. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Yeah, I forgot that we had Jacob sort of singing me in. All righty. All right, let's hear what program director is talking about here.
All right, this one comes from Lindsay, and Lindsay says, Dr. Joy, what are some ways to resolve or diffuse conflicts with close partners with different values, those with power over you, and or those with different personality styles?
Okay, well, that's three different questions. All right, we've got personality, styles, power, and personal. She's into peas today, just like I was last week. Okay, let's start with personal. Presumably, the two of you can agree to disagree. I know couples who are different religions, different political affiliations. The things that couples tend to disagree about often are things like money or disciplining the kids or whatever. And with money, you know what my solution to that is, which is that if both of you are working, that both of you pay the same percentage into a fund that pays for the mortgage or the rent or the food, and then each of you hopefully have some disposable income at the end of the month, that the percentage that you pay in is dependent on how much, what your ratio of income is. Manny, should we defer the rest of this and take Steve's call?
I think we should. Let's take Steve.
Let's do that. Steve, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey.
What's on your mind, sir?
No, I was just listening to your thing about the no swear things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one there. My father used to say, it was, you son of a Buick. For Christ's love's sake, I'll kick you in the axle and knock the shift out of you.
Does your father work in Detroit by any chance?
No, we're up in New Hampshire.
All right, go through that slowly and carefully with enunciation so we don't get bleeped. All right, do it slowly but carefully. All right, go ahead. Start again.
Son of a Buick.
Right.
For Christ's love's sake, I'll kick you in the axle and knock the shift out of you.
Got it. It's very good. Yes, okay, you have to be very careful about that.
Especially that.
Yeah,
the shift is probably the most important part.
Yeah.
Although the axle comes close.
Well, that's what I used to hear up until I was about 13. Then he changed it around.
What did he change? Did he use the real words?
Yeah.
I guess you were irritating enough and old enough, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good one, Steve. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye. Well, that's an appropriate thing to put in the middle of our discussion about conflict, right?
Yeah.
All right. So number one, conflicting with your spouse. Look and see if the same things keep coming up every time. Is there a different way of dealing with it? With for example, disciplining kids. My basic rule is whoever gets there first gets to have the discipline at that moment. So you don't do the, well, mom does or dad does, and you don't argue about it because kids will play you like Stradivarius to do that. So if you're the one that comes in when the kid is playing their music too loud, it's up to you. And saying, mom says that I can, I'm the one with the facial hair, hopefully. So with money, the formula works really well. The two of you hopefully have a discussion once a week. So it means that one of you can be a spender and one of you can be a saver, and you're not always arguing about it. One of you may support a family in a way that the other one doesn't approve of, but if you're dealing with your own disposable income, the other one has no say-so over it as long as the bills get paid. All right, so conflict with somebody who has some power over you. You need to be really careful, because if the person views you as disrespectful or mutinous, you'll lose your job. So saying, is this open to discussion, may be a very useful entree, because there's some people who have power over you who want to hear your opinion. And part of it is how you express yourself. If you're saying, I hear what you're saying, can we consider this? And that doesn't mean you have to be wimpy, but deference to people of power is usually a better way of being heard than just either being silent and looking miffed, which is sullen never works. It's never a good idea. Or just being out, being mutinous, because you don't want to lose your job, and you're trying to help someone see things in a different way. Putting something in writing never hurts. And reread it to make sure there, number one, aren't typos and you're not using any of the swears that we talked about today. In terms of personality differences, people do have different personalities in terms of whether how aggressive they're willing to be. But presumably, if this is somebody that you're used to dealing with, you adjust. If they're not, if they're one of those people who yells and screams, what you can say is, I admit, it's one of my bugaboos, but I came from a background where everybody yelled to make their point. So I'm willing to listen much more carefully if you can just lower the volume a bit. Conversely, somebody who comes from a situation where people are passive-aggressive and it's all right, whatever you say, or they use sarcasm, it's okay to say, admittedly, this is one of my particular hang-ups, but could we do that without, could we have the disagreement without the sarcasm? And especially if you make it your issue, that it's not that you're a sarcastic idiot or that you're a bombastic fool, obviously not a good way to resolve conflict, but saying, I come from a background where that's very hard for me to hear. Is there a possibility we could do this in a different way? I will also give you a fourth way of dealing with disagreements if the person is willing to do it. So you have to be a judge of character, and they have to be willing to go along with it. But reversing roles can be incredibly powerful in resolving conflict. If, for example, you wanted to paint the room red, and I wanted to paint it white, saying, all right, you explain to me all the reasons why it should be painted white, and I'll explain to you all the reasons why it should be painted red. And it can be fun as well as illuminating. If you feel that that the conflict is somebody never makes decisions, what you can say is, I'll give you three options, or you give me three options, and I'll choose the one I like best. So, again, this is one of those program director questions that really cries out for a very specific situation, because I can role play with you and show you how to do it. Role playing also being a very useful technique in conflict resolution, but both people have to be willing to enter into it sincerely, and then it can be very useful. Alrighty? 855-993-7569, and as Manny says, it's your day to be right all of the time. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.